This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. Super big fan of the show. I've been listening for quite a while. I just wanted to get that out there. Keep up the good work, and love hearing you guys. I have two stories, one longer than the other, I guess. I'm not sure if you guys will use it, but here it goes. So I'm native to Colombia. I was born and raised there for 14 years of my life. And one night, my mom and I, we used to share a bed because we didn't have enough beds during that time. And we were both awake for some reason at about 1 or 2 a.m. And my uncle was actually out in the town partying with his girlfriend. And we were going to bed. And for some reason, we hear lights turning, but we didn't see any light go on underneath our door, which is where, you know, the light peeks through. Then we hear footsteps, like really heavy footsteps, kind of like the boots that you wear when you are a, like, warehouse worker, the ones that are steel-toed. And we heard these footsteps first come from the entryway. Then they came over to our door. Then they went to the bathroom. And then they went to the kitchen. And that's where we last heard them. Well, after that, it was weird because we heard the shower turning on. And then, but there was nobody in there because the lights were off and we didn't see anything peeking through. Then we hear the bedroom. Sorry, not the bedroom. Then we hear the, English is failing me right now. I'm sorry. the door to our fridge open, but never close. So we were like, what is going on? We were really scared because, again, we weren't exactly in the nicest part, but we weren't in the ugliest part either. So it was kind of okay, you know. And I heard, my mom and I heard, actually, the door to the front door being opened again. And the weirdest thing is that after that, we heard no noises. So my mom and I stayed still for about 5 to 10 minutes. And we asked, hey, at each other, I was like, should we go outside and look? Well, we had a piece of PVC piping, and my mom grabs one, and I grab one, and we go out because we had two elderly people in the house, and we didn't know maybe they had to use the bathroom, and their door was open. So we come out like ninjas and turn on every single light. Nobody there. There was absolutely nobody in that house, but we heard it clear as day. It was the weirdest thing. After that, my mom and I were too freaked out to go to sleep, so we started watching TV. Then after, the other story that I have is I was actually already here in the United States, and I was laying down in bed. I had my own room by this point, and I was just chilling, not minding, you know, just listening to music and stuff. Well, I see this white, milky, just like orb, just floating around in front of my bookshelf. And I kept looking at it, and I'm like, what is that? You know, I was stressed out because I'm a firm believer in ghosts. And after that, I was still looking at it. I was not going to keep my ass off it. Well, of course, at some point I had to blink. So I blinked, and the orb was still there. So I'm like, okay, it wasn't my eyes. I'm not imagining it. It's right there. And it suddenly, like, shoots towards me, like, at a really fast, like, fast speed. It, like, saw me. I think it saw me because I felt weird. And then I screamed out of the top of my lungs because there was this thing basically coming after me, and I didn't know what it was. Well, nothing happened, but I got this really cold shiver down my spine, almost like something passed through me. And, well, safe to say I did not sleep that night. I do have a couple of more, but I'm just going to cut it short here, you guys. I hope you used my story. It was great. If you guys listen, thank you so much. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.